Shiur number 27.
אמר הבחיר ברשי, אמר רב, שיעור עם חציצין ומחיצין הלוך אל המוישה מסינה. זאת רשי, שיעורים של איסורים כגון כזייס לכל אכילס איסור וכסבס לימים הכיפורים. סבוד השיעורים, זאת רשי, שיעורים של איסורים. רשש אז מציין, that in Yume, he tells, why רשי says שיעורים של איסורים? נכון, שיעורים של מצווס is also בקזייס. What is שיעורים של איסורים? Why to write דווקא שיעורים של איסורים? It's once in רשי ביוס, and also in וובה מודלף, and the Gemara will say, כל שיעוריו, רוב שיעוריו כזייסים, the list of Rashi again is none of them is a mitzvah. All of the list of the things that Rashi will bring down will be nevele, tome, chelev, dam. Mishum ma Rashi does bring down that there are loche that we know that in every mitzvah kezayis matzah, kezayis in the sukkahs, kezayis in the korbanos, and shiur be kezayis. Rashi mishum ma doesn't bring down the shiur of kezayis. So שיעורים חצ... אבל רשי זה שיעורים לגבי איסורים כגויים כזייס לאכילס איסור זה הלוך אל המוישה מסיני חציצין זאת רשי שהחציצה פויסלס בטבילה it's a big רשי הוא עושה בעל ושתי דרין רשי אבל רשי זה וודס חציצין שהחציצה פויסלס בטבילה שהחציצה פויסלס בטבילה זה הלוך אל המוישה מסיני ומחיצין הלכס מחיצה הלוך אל המוישה מסיני פרק לגמורת שיעורים די רייסה, צנה להלוך אל המוישה מסיני, וכסיב ארץ חיטו סוירו בגפן תאילו ורימו אין ארזי שמן ודבש. ואומר רב חונין כל הפוסוק הזה לשיעורים נאמר. All the פוסוק is שיעורים. חיטו לבייס המנוגה. חיטו לבייס המנוגה. דתנן, הנכנס לבייס המנוגה, הבית that has נגוי, וקילוב על כסייפוב, he's carrying them on his shoulders, וסנדולו וטבויסו ביודו, he's carrying them in the hand, הוא והם תמי מיד. Why? שתית קולבו אל הבייס יתמו. שתית קולבו אל הבייס יתמו. So everything that is בו אל הבייס becomes תומה. So while he's carrying it, and he's walking in with it, it's called בו אל הבייס, and it's תומה מיד. So say he himself is called בו אל הבייס, because he stepped into the בייס. And stay, the kelim that he's carrying with him, is called בו אל הבייס, and all of them are תומה מיד. Hoyo lovush keilov is wearing his clothes, v'sandolov v'raglov is wearing his shoes, v'taboisov b'etzboisov on his fingers. Hu tome miyad because aboy labayis tome miyad. V'hem toirim ad sheyishe b'chvei achilas pras. They're not tome mitzad boy labayis. The Reb Chaim explains because it's tofel legufoy and it doesn't have a shame if boy labayis. But it's tofel el gufoy, it doesn't have the shame from boel abayis. So it's not called boel abayis. These kelim are not called boel abayis mitzad atzmo. But if it's shor kedei achilas pras, then the tome. Zogt Rashi why? Hoyo lovush kelov de ikru lubgodov, hu tome miyad ichsiv boel abayis itmo, vehem teoirim ad sheyishad ichsiv ha'oichel babayis yichabes. ודרשים בתרסקיינים, אין לי אלוהיכל שייכב, איכל ושייכב, איכל ולשייכב, שייכב ולאיכל, איכל ולשייכב, מנהי אתם לא מייחב אסגודו וריבו שתי פעמים, כסיב ייחב אסגודו. אם סופינו לרבי סקול, מה אתם לא מובא אוהיכל? ליתן שיעור לשייכב כדי אכילו, שאין תום קיבוס בגודים עד שאיש שכדי אכילו, גוף ריתום מיד, אוכי כסיבה בו אל הבייס יתמו, ולא כסיב קיבוס בגודים. אבל בגודו והבו אל הבייס ייחב אסגודו, it's only if it's שורק כדי אכילס פרץ. So Reb Chaim and Sefer, and Hichos Tumas Tzoras, only Reb Chaim Tak and Tumas Tzoras, Reb Chaim and Sefer zog taze. He's tome miyad, abo el abayis tome. Abo el abayis tome. So he's nichnas miyad, he's tome, abo el abayis tome. his kelim are not called, if he's carrying them on his hands, so it's also abayla bais. Everything that is, walks into the house is called abayla bais. But if he's not carrying it, he's wearing it, so it's not called abayla bais. So why it's tome after kedei achilas pras? Why it's tome after kedei shiur achilas pras? It says in pasuk, va'abayla bais yichabez v'godov. So it's tome kishiur achilas pras. So in the Chaim, we could clear two tzedodim. One side, the kelim are never called boil abayis. They're never boil abayis. They're tougher to the person. So why the tome kide after kide sheishe kishir achilas pras to become tome? One side you could learn, the person becomes so tome letame kelim. A person could become tome letame kelim. Moshe lemaradov odoyme, a person touches a zav. He's tome, he's godim atoy. He sits on Moshe Vazav, on Merkav Vazav, on Maso Vazav, as a halacha, he's tome letame. Person touches a mace, yes. Aber Maso, Maso is metame alamon more. So the same thing, if you boil a bais, you become much more tome. And the melee, you so tome, till you metame the king. This is one way. This is the pashtus. But boil a bais, yichab is godov. He becomes so tome, letame godov. This is one side of Reb Chaim. Zag Reb Chaim, aber mitzad sheni mikilurna, it's not mitzad the Odom. The Odom is not mitame the Kelim. It's a gzeres ha-kosuf that after he shor kedei shiur achilas pras, the Kelim get a shame of abo el abayis, even that they came through Malbush. Even that they didn't came directly on their own, they came through the Malbush, they called abo el abayis. So Reb Chaim explains where is the nafkemina. Is a halacha kai melon bias mikzas lo yishmei bia. If a person puts his hands inside, it's not called a boil abayis. Only if he walks into the house. What if he leaves his hand inside? It's not called a boil abayis. So he's not tome. He was never boil abayis. What if a person stands outside the bayis amenuga and he has a tabois on his finger and he puts his hands inside? So the halacha is if he takes it out right away, the tabois ator. If he leaves the hands inside, kishir kedei achilas pras, shteita de tabois atome. The person doesn't become tome; he's not called a boil abayis. But if he puts his hands inside and he's shor kedei achilas pras, so the tabois become tome. Frank Reb Chaim, if the person is not tome, how the kelim atome? The Teretz of Reb Chaim it's muchach that when you shoyek in the shiur achilas pras, it's not the pshat you so tome letame. It's not the pshat you so tome letame. If the pshat that you so tome letame, you're not so tome letame. You're not so tome letame. You're not tome bichlal. Your hands never became tome. You just push your hands inside. Al kochos of Reb Chaim it's a din in the keli. And if the keli is shor kedei shiur. Achilas pras, the keli becomes tome. But the ma'aseh in Tesis and Chulina in Aleph state clear not like that. That the only reason that the keli is tome because the odom nitmo lekame is a keli. Frek Tesis on himself Reb Chaim's kasha. So why when you put your hand inside the keli matome? Zok Tesis midarabonon be'alme. So midavisim. It's made some lefi Reb Chaim's machlekes Rambam in Tesis. The way Reb Chaim is maim mid the Tesis the Rambam. It's the tome is not shaykh to the odom. And the mele, the keli is tome, because it's called a boil abayis after it's shor kedei achilas pras. And in Teisa state, no, the keli is never called a boil abayis. But the odom is tome letame keli. We'll go weiter in the Gemara. Ad sheyishe bichdei achilas pras, velche pas, paschitim veloi pas oirim. Meise veoichel belifta. For Rashi learns pshad, Rashi says achilas pras, chatzik ikar, שירו חכון מויסה למוזן שתי סעודס לאירוף פסחיתין שיוסו מועטת משל סוערים. It goes quicker, it's גשמק, so it goes down quicker. מייסה זאת רשי וייטר היינו דרך אכילה משהו מייסה והוא עוסק באכילה אין אותו בדברים אחרים. He's only eating, so it goes quicker. If he's walking around, a more could take him a lot of time till he finishes to eat epes. But if he's sitting and eating, so לפי רשי the פסחיתין and meisev is batzach leishiyure. It means that it's quicker. It's a kedei achilas pras, but a quick a kedei achilas pras. Something that goes down quick, easy to take, easy to eat, and that you're sitting in mamish. And the ritva state punkt verkehrt. says paschitim, gishmak, like as a dessert, you eat it very slow. Meiser, he's not in a rush, he has time, it takes much more time. Punkt verkehrt. So Rashi is paschitim, meiser belifton, it's a reason that it goes quicker, the shiur is quicker. And if the ritva is punkt verkehrt, a normal achilas pras, lama zogun is 5 minutes, this achilas pras is 10 minutes, because it's gishmak, and it goes slower. Weiter, soiro dat naam etzim ke soiro metame bemagum maso, ואינו מטעם בעויל, זאת רשי, עצם כסעירו מן המס ואינו מטעם בעויל כשיעור זה עד שאירה שדרו או גולגל לשלם או פול הד או רויב מי על עברי אודו גפן כדי רביס יין לנוזי. So Rashi explains, I want to explain why Rashi has to say Arichas. Normally it's רביס. Well, what is Geffen Kedei Revis Yayin LeNozir? The Nozir is not allowed to drink wine anyways. What is Kedei Revis Yayin LeNozir? So Rashi explains, we're speaking on the Nozir, not when he's drinking only the wine. Chalzanim, Lulavim, Vizagim, all the little pieces of the grape. So he also is not allowed to eat. And that he's not allowed to eat Keshiu Revis. So what is the Shaykh Hestei Yayin? He's not allowed to drink Keshiu Revis. But how you measure it, you put it in a big cup of water, and you put these Zagim Chalzanim inside, and when a Revis Yayin goes out, that amount of chalzanim that you need to take out of a revis yain out of a cup, this is the shiur of chalzanim that you're not allowed to eat. And Rashi explains, so why, it doesn't make a difference. If you have a cup of water and you put chalzanim inside, when the revis water will come out, you will know the shiur. So Rashi, to take out from a cup a revis wine, you need more from to take out a revis yain. Because a revis yain is thick and it holds on, it doesn't pour out so quick. The Achoyim has a kasha, and it's shaila, how big is the cup? If the cup is very big, so you have to put a lot, because the wine has a lot of place to go up. If the cup is very narrow, so only... Fish klon, if you rashi's pshat, that the yain is goydesh ve'oile, how you measure it, punklach. But interesting, even if it's a midah de'achile, you measure it by drinking. Then you have to eat a revis if the zagim. What's up? You eat zagim, but b'shir revis. Revis ba'ezim is a shir of a mash. So we're speaking on Zagim, but the shiur of the Zagim is b'shiur of a revis. We'll see about. Te'ena ki gugeres lo yitzu ha-shabes, rimoy dat na'al kol kleb alabatim shiurim kerimoynim. So like Rashi, if you have a hole in a keli, so when you sell it, if a little hole already, no one could buy it. So it's bottle, people throw it away. But if you own a keli already, and you have a hole, you don't throw it, only if it has a big hole like rimoynim. Eret zei shem menudvash, eret shekol shiur her kezeisi. So the Gemara, kol shiurer sal kedai toch, or ike ani da amoram, elohim asheroim shiurer kezeisim. Zogt Rashi. Roim shiurer kezeisim, meis, again, only yisurim, mishum ha Rashi doesn't speak about mitzvahs, only yisurim. Roim shiurer kezeisim, meis, venevelo, veisur chelev, vedam, vepigul, venoisor, vetome, vegid anoshe. So the Rashash in Yevome Stavkuf Yudalet, he brings down 3 places in Shas that Rashi says this chidush. It's interesting. Rashi says Eretz sheroiv shiurer kezeisim meis nevele yisuchele vedam vepigul venoisa vetome venoz vigdanoshe. Frag the Rashash, dam is liquid. The shiur of dam had to be revis. Why a kezeis? He brings down in Rambam Eichot Shteit Shiru B'Kezais. Why a Kezais? The Shiru had to be Revis. And Einich and Amid, the Ramban and Avodah Zorah Daf Samach Vov says the Isur of Achilas Dam Shiru B'Kezais. And Shiru B'Revis. Shiru B'Revis. The Isur of Shtias Dam is B'Revis. As if you have a Mashke, Shiru B'Revis. And Rashi says the Shiru of Dam is B'Kezais. The Rambam says it's B'Kezais. So it's a vote from Reb Chaim. It's brought down in the Birkas Avraham. It brings down that Rebbe Soloveitchik said it over. The Master Matan from Reb Chaim and the Briskerov. The Rashash Be'etzim in Yevomis really says this vote in Kuf Yudalet. Rashi learns in the Rambam that it's a big mistake what the Vel thinks that Achille is Kezais and Mashke is Revis. Maybe it got Yom Kippur. Because Hamazon Efshah. And Isurim in the Torah, if it says Beloshen Loisoichal, the Shiur is Kezais. If it doesn't say Beloshen Loisoichal, the Shiur is Revis. Loisoichal al Adam, everyone knows the Pasuk, Torah says Azores, maybe 10 Azores, Loisoichal al Adam. Loisoichal al Adam, Shek Loisoichal. Loisoichal Shiur, because Kezais. It's a mashke, so measure it because that's. And faker by nozir state mishras yain lo yeshte. A nozir lo yoichal ukal yitz min yain lo yeshte. Shiuri berevis. Even if you eat the zagim, shiuri berevis. The measurement is bichlal lo mishken shayches to the meisa that I'm doing. I'm doing a meisa achilo. I'm doing a meisa shtir. So mach mishtois. It says lo yisoichal kezais. The isur is achilo. Avari, you have to drink it. So you drink the beets. As Biskarov says in Rambam il Hichis Trumes, he brings down. The Rambam il Hichis Trumes, the Loshon in Rambam is in Perik Yud Mil Hichis Trumes Alocha Beis. Zar she'ochal Trumo. Ben she'ochal. Ben she'shoso, shiyuri bekezais. Zar she'ochal Trumo. Ben she'ochal. Ben she'shoso Trumo, shiyuri bekezais. Says, kol zar lo yoichal boy. So this is one of the famous verbs from the Biskarov and from Reb Chaim. Yeah, it's not, you know what I'm saying, here, one of the Mekoyrim, there's not a lot of Mekoyrim to it. The Mekoyrim is this Rashi. Rashi says, the Rashi and Sukkah. Rashi says, Dam Shiuri Bekezayis. Rashi didn't have to say it even. I mean, there's no Mokir in Shas that Shiuri Bekezayis. And Rashi alone said, Shiuri Bekezayis. Shiuri Bekezayis. So he brings down to the Briskerov and asks Reb Chaim in Rambam and Hilchis Meiser Sheini Sheit Faker. And Meiser Sheini in Perek Beis Aloche Hei Kol Ha'oichel Kezayis Meiser Sheini Oy Shoyse Revis Meiser Sheini Loike Rosh Shikotei Refal Taro. He says Leisuch Alecho Mishio Orecho. What is the whole thing of Reb Chaim? Every time he says Leisuch Alecho Mishio Orecho. He says Shtia is Revis. Nozer steht in Yain Revis, Stier, Gema Revis. Dam steht Lesoich, alles ist gesagt. Der Teres Mamesh Geschmack. Wie mit Tum? Rama Milchus Trumes. So bis gerade war es Reb Chaim, aber in Meister Shein, in Perikei Aloche Beis, steht verkehrt, es wäre nice in Rama Milchus Trumes. Aber in Rama Milchus Meister Shein, steht verkehrt. Hauich al Kezai ist Meister Shein, oi Shoyser Revis Meister Shein, leike. Shalem, alle Isuch Alecho Bishor Echo. So Reb Chaim told him there's a difference. He says, every place I'm right, the vault is, if it says Leisoichal, it's a Kezayis. So Shteit Leisoichal. Shteit Leisoichal, it's a Revis. Even if you take the liquid and even if you take it in salad, it doesn't make a difference how you take it. Leisoichal, the Shur is every time Kezayis, and Shti is Alamo, the Shur is Revis. It doesn't make a difference how it's said in the Torah. What do you do it for you? Why in Meisr Sheni it's different? So Reb Chaim answered him, dear, the Pasuk didn't say Leisoichal. It says in the Pasuk, Hator v'atom yichlenu. Then it says, "Besayich achoyim." It says, "Ka'ayel v'katzviyah." Then it says, "Leisuch alecho b'shorecho." So the lashon achil adir didn't came to say the love. The pasuk was talking about the achilas ma'aser sheini, and then it was written not to eat it outside. This is the lashon of the pasukim. So, man, this is the way Reb Chaim wanted me Yashav to do his kerov. It's a chidush, it's a mefurish a Ramban, and Abed Ezor, it's a mechvov, not like that. But a oichel, kezayis, min adam, ein aloike, ad she yish te revis. But in Rashi, it's the terif in Reb Chaim. Let me get weiter. Zog di gemore, kiseves agaso b'yayim ha-kipuri, lo yksib b'achil el asher lo'isoinu, midet b'chaim, mesildayte, yumafkele mi'inu. I'm not so sure. It's a shtickle modne. We know that the shiur in Yom Kippurim is midah the meisiv daitei. The Gemara says that kiseves is the amount that people is meisiv daitei. We saw in Tesis that based on mud base, even Og Melech Haboshim, it helps in epis. So it's a loch lebeishim misina. It's a svore. What Rashi is talking about svores? Kizayis achile. Kizayis kashmoch sever nisaycha. We have a lot. Kizayis akosu that it means kizayis. Why Nozir is Revis? Because we have a local Meshim Messina. Pinto Bekisavis, so Rashi says, doesn't say Leisoichal. It's a local Meshim Messina. So, Kilo, Misvore, we know that. Maybe it's a local Meshim Messina in the Svore. Kilo, Misvore, we know that it's Zachlon, it's not an Inui. And how much we have to come to a local Meshim Messina? Shikolo Ore. Frank the Gemara, but Mikolmakim, it's not a local Meshim Messina. And for the Gemara, but this is the Shiurim Miksive. What the Pasuk said that these are the Shiurim? Elo Hilchasen Ninu. Kroas Machta Be'alme. This is the shiur. Zog digmo revaiter chatzitz in deira isenimu. Dichsiv erochatz mesoret b'mayim. Shedavor choytzetz beine leben amayim. Ki osu ilchase lesoroi. That you can have a chatzitz in the sear. Ki the rabbi b'barchone, the rabbi b'barchone. Nima achas kshur chitzetzes, the water can't pass through. Shalosh tied together, eino chitzetzes, the water could pass through. Shtayim, eini yedea. So you must say, "I'm not a raisa. I know sear that you have to have no chatzitz in the sear. Dichsiv erochatz besoroi b'mayim es atovel b'soroi. Umayim minu soroi. So we know sai bosor and sai sear. So we made it again. So why I need a loch la mishim esin efe chatzitzin? I know it's a loch. I know from the pesukim that you cannot have a chatzitz. And for the gemara, ki osi ilchase leken rabbi tzchok. Roma rabbi tzchok. Dvar toiro. Ruboi v'matpid olav choytzetz. ושאין מקפיד עליו אין חויצץ וגוזו רבונן על רובי שאין מקפיד משום רובי המקפיד ועל מיות המקפיד משום רובי המקפיד פרד גמור וליזו נעמה מיות שאין מקפיד משום מיות המקפיד הנה משום רובי שאין מקפיד יגוף אקזיירו ועל הנקו ונגר אקזיירו לקזיירו so this gemore is a por chalokim this is בעצם the sugi a little bit more stel to the start of the dvor the first shayla is like this so we have a lochel oish מסיני שיורים Now we have Aloch al-Moshe Mishinai Chatzitzin. Aloch al-Moshe Mishinai Chatzitzin. Frag the Gemara Chatzitzin, we know that you're not allowed to have Chatzitzin in the Basar. And we know you're not allowed to have Chatzitzin in the Sear. So the Gemara no, to the Aloch al-Moshe Mishinai, Dvar Toiro, only Rubai v'makbid is Chatzitz. And this is the Aloch al-Moshe Mishinai. So what is the Aloch al-Moshe Mishinai? That you have to have Roi v'makbid. So let me again, step by step. What would be if we would not have Aloch al-Moshe Mishinai? Chatzitin is Aloch al-Moshe Mishinai. Now we know without Aloch al-Moshe Mishinai, we know b'tur Dovah Poshut, even without Aloch al-Moshe Mishinai, we know that you're not allowed to have a Chatzitze. Es Besoroi, you're not allowed to have a Chatzitze. And Se'ar, you're not allowed to have a Chatzitze. The Aloch al-Moshe Mishinai says, Roi v'makbit. If we would not have Aloch al-Moshe Mishinai, what would be the Aloch? What would be the Aloch if we would not have Aloch al-Moshe Mishinai? This is interesting. The Tesis Yesholim in Yuma says, if I would not have Aloch al-Moshe Mishinai, so then, midoi raise, only if all of the body is covered with something, it will be called a chatzitza. But if not all of the body is covered with a zach, it's not called a chatzitza. So the Aloch al-Moshe Mishinai is telling me, no, we definitely should open the God's body. Even if it's Reuven and Makbid, it's also not good. Again, without the Aloch al-Moshe Mishinai, only if you have Kol HaGuf, then it's a Chatzitza. But if it's not Kol HaGuf, it's not called a Chatzitza. The Aloch al-Moshe Mishinai says, you don't have to have Kol HaGuf. Even if it's Reuven and Makbid, it's also called Chatzitza. Also, even if I'm back, the Kol HaGuf is not negat HaKpod or not. Even the Aloch Lemaise. Biskarov says, Aloch Lemaise. Today, what do we mean if it's Kol HaGuf? So Biskarov says, even if it's not Makbid, it's called a Chatzitza. No. Kol HaGuf is the Eraise. It's not called in the mind. This is the Tesis Yesholim. When all the Aloch Lemaise Mishinai, even if Kol HaGuf was covered, it had to be Kol HaGuf. The Aloch Lemaise Mishinai Mechadish, you don't have to have Kol HaGuf. Roi v'makbid is also not good. This is the Tesis Yesholim. Tesis HaRosh Bayos says Faker. Without the Aloch Lemaise Mishinai, afilu miut is called a Chatzitza. Afilu miut she'ein makbid is called a Chatzitza. Without the Aloch Lemaise Mishinai. The Aloch Lemaise Mishinai says, miut is not a Chatzitza. Only Roi v'makbid. So let me start with this. Lefi the Tesis Yesholim, without the Aloch al-Moshe Mishinai, you have to have Kol HaGuf Chatzitza. The Aloch al-Moshe Mishinai is Megarea. Not Kol HaGuf. Not Kol HaGuf. You don't have to have so much. You can have less. Lefi the Tesis HaRosh is Fakert. Without the Aloch al-Moshe Mishinai, even a little bit is a Chatzitza. Aloch al-Moshe Mishinai says, no, only a big piece is a Chatzitza. And here the Sarosh speaks it out. Lefi the Tesis Yesholim comes out that the Aloch al-Moshe Mishinai is a Machmir. Right? It's a Machmir. Min HaToiro, only if all of the goof is covered. Aloch al-Moshe Mishinai says, even if a part of the goof is covered, it's also called a Chatzitza. לפי תשע ראש, אז פקר. But out of the Lord of Sinai, even a little bit is called a chatzitza. The Lord of Sinai says, no, only a lot. Only a lot is a chatzitza. Only if it's bigger. But if it's small, that is not. So the Lord of Sinai is a maker. The Lord says, it's my much like sukkah. That when out of the Lord of Sinai, I need more, the Lord of Sinai is maker. Okay, but it's not that he says, he's doing the Lord of Sinai. You needed a lot, the Lord of Sinai says, a little bit. Here he says that it's awesome. So it's two ways to learn. The Alochel Mesh Messinai Lefidatis Yeshonim is Megarea. The Hainu it says, you're not, even if you only Chalek, it's Chatzitza. And Lefidatis Arosh Fakir. Midori Reis Chatzitza is Bemashu. The Alochel Mesh Messinai says, Mashu is not enough. Only if you have Roiv, then it's Alochel Chatzitza. The Welt says, Vos Halt Rashi. We have two Rashis. Rashi in Hei Umud Beis. Look good in Rashi inside. Dibur Amasil Chatzitza. Rashi hey umud beis. Dibur amaskil chatzitz. Lo shteit in Rashi. Chatzitzin. Sheha chatzitza poiseles. What is the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai? Sheha chatzitza poiseles. Lefi l'taisis arosh, it's not true. Shechatzitza poiseles, I know what other halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. The halacha l'moshe m'Sinai is... שהחציצה אינו פויסלס אלו ברויב. והלוח למה שמסינה יש שהחציצה אינו פויסלס. נדע את החציצה פויסלס. פויסלס I know anyways. והלוח למה שמסינה יש מגרע. That it's not choice, it's only till you have a רויב. לפי דעת איזה שון, אם רשי יש גיוולדי. מדי רייס, I need everything. הלוח למה שמסינה, even חלק, החציצה פויסלס. שהחציצה פויסלס, וגובה איתם. עושה זה נוזר רשי, אין וובה מודבייס, כלי נדיר. רשי זה סבר תוירו, הלוך אלוהי מוישה מסיני. רובו יומק פתחויצץ. לפי את איזה ישונים, no, this is not הלוך אלוהי מוישה מסיני, this is מהתוירו. הלוך אלוהי מוישה מסיני, אז מדף נש... זה לא שטר כדיוק. בכל מקום, this is the two sheets. The halacha l'moshe m'Sinai is megareh, the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai is marbe. Let me get into the next chelek during the sugya. Taisus brings down in Vav Amud Beis, Dvar Torah Rubo v'Makdid Olav Choytzetz. Yesh meforshim the hoche ayri b'se'ar, aval bebosor choytzetz afilu miut she'ein makdid. This yesh meforshim in Eruvin Taisus brings down b'shem Rashi. That in Se'ar, you have to have Roiv. But if you have in the body, even a little piece, it's a Chatzitza. If you look good, Rashi in our sugya, it's Mefurash in Rashi. The Gemara starts, Chatzitzin Doi Reise. Se'ar. Se'ar Eicher Doi Reise. Like the Rabbe. That what? That Roiv and Makbit. Why Rashi is so busy with the hair? With the, hair? The Gemara asks, Chatzitzin Doi Reise. Mi Doi Reise, you're not allowed to have Chatzitza. No, that I'm not allowed to have Se'ar. Se'ar also Doi Reise. כדרבה דאמר רבה רויב ומקפיד חויצץ. Where? בכל התריקולו. Why Rashi involved in the basis מסביר רויב ומקפיד אפשר? סוגל המפורשים, Rashi read the Gemara differently. חציצין דוי רייסה. זה גמורה, חציצין דוי רייסה. כל בשורי. שיער, שיער is also דוי רייסה. Now the Gemara doesn't say אלו. זה אומר, אין שיער, אין שיער, is a chidush of halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that you have to have roiv. In se'ar, the chidush is that you have to have roiv. Roiv ha-makbid. In guf, you don't have to have a roiv ha-makbid. Even a miut is choytzetz. Ma she'egin in se'ar is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, you're right, that it's a gzera sakosu that you have to have se'ar, but it's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that roiv. Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai roiv. So, Taisus brings down Yesh Meforshim, so we know Asidu Asa Shite. Taisus and Eruvin Daf Dalet brings it down B'Shem Rashi, so that's the Shitas Rashi. So Rashi by us, that's the Duke, Rit was also Medayeket, is Medayek in Rashi that he was mind with the Sugye, that it's not a Chazore. Chatzitzi, in fact, the Gemara Doi Reise, Lega Beguf, Se'ar, Se'ar is also Doi Reise, the Gemara carries on, don't say Elo. In Se'ar, the Chidush is, that Roiv Makbid is a Chisorum, Roiv She'ein Makbid is not a Chisorum. So here we have to be Moisif now. So if this is the source of the Shmaisa Lefi Rashi, so let me gain one more step. So how you learn the Gemara? This type explains it. גוף זה אפילו משהו. שיער? But ארדה הלוך על המיישים מסיני, what will be with ארדה הלוך על המיישים מסיני? בפשס אוסו משהו. So this is לפי תייס הראש. And הלוך על המיישים מסיני said, אין שיער! אין לך נעמי, איך תופן לגוף, אבל הוא ישתיק את מול מייקר. This is if you look like תייס הראש. If you look like the תייס הראשונים, so you don't fucker. אין גוף חציצס במשהו. אבל אין שיער, מסבורת will be כל הגוף, כל השיער. And the local Moshe Mesinai will be Megareah. Again, left. If you look like Taisus HaRosh in Das Rashi, so the Pshat will be Beguf is Mashu, Se'ar Misvore is also Mashu, Zog the local Moshe Mesinai, you have to have Roiv. But we said Rashi doesn't go like Taisus HaRosh, like Taisus HaRosh. Rashi is going with Taisus HaRosh, with Taisus HaRosh. And Guf, Mashu. And Se'ar, without the local Moshe Mesinai, you would have to have the whole Se'ar. Why? So the Stipler explains like this. In Guf state, kol besoret. Other mi Guf, a person is makbid afilu al mashu. Aber in Se'ar, state stam Se'ar. So besoret, you have to have kol ha-Se'ar. And the aloch el Moshe Mesinai was megareah. Then in Se'ar, you have to have roiv ha-makbid. So these are the two ways. But again, so we have two chidushim. Alamo, we have to clear, what is the halacha l'Moshe Mesinai? Misvoretz, everything, the halacha l'Moshe Mesinai says, Roiv u'Makbid is enough, or Misvoretz, Mashu, the halacha l'Moshe Mesinai is a Makbid. This is the first shaila. And then we have the second shaila, that Rashi is learning the sugya, and the goof is Mashu, as they say, Taisis, as they say, Shonim, and Yuma, but that's Rashi, it's Mashu. Only in Se'ar, you have to have the halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. And this we have to be Masbid with both Ma'alchim. If we're learning, like Rashi, like Taisis Shonim, so beguf is mashu and besar also misvor is mashu and the local Moshe Mesinai says sear has to have roiv ha-makbid and this will be the pshat Rashi even in like this is Sishonim is fakir goof is mashu says kol besoroi goof a person is makbid sear misvor is kol goofoi kol soroi and the local Moshe Mesinai is megareah then you don't have to have kol soroi that's enough roiv ha-makbid the Ritva brings down that the answer, he says it with us. Rashi, later we'll see. That's the reason. We have, what is the deal in Rashi? That instead of explaining Roiv ha-Makbid, Rashi is busy the whole time with the Se'ar, Azaz Se'ar, Azaz Se'ar. Why have to speak about Se'ar? So from that basis came to the Yesh Mefoshim, Toshitas Rashi, that the whole sugi of Roiv ha-Makbid is only on Se'ar. And you have to know, if you choishish Toshitas Rashi, if a person goes to a mikveh and is every episode a piece of dirt, it's not good. You know, with makbid, without makbid, but lefi Rashi, afilu milt. It's a chumah gedolah. This is one of the reasons we choy sheshtake today when we go to the mikveh to menake ourselves completely. Because lefi shitas Rashi, afilu milt a makbid, or maybe even milt she'ein a makbid. But may be also. Only in Se'ar you have a kula, but in Guf you nishtok in kula, that's the Rashi. Interesting. In Rambam, the Ritva says that the Rashi means the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Mikvaos, the Rambam brings down in Halachat Esvov Machlekes Hageoinim veHarambam. I want to say it here is one of the big chidushim for the Briskerov in Hilchos Mikvaos. Machlekes Hageoinim veHarambam. The Geoinim learn, maybe it's not in the Rambam is the glad. What if a person has, we know the maskona midai raisa, you have to have roiv ha-makbid. So how much is roiv? 51% of your body. Now, a person on the zogon has the area of his body, and he has his hair. He has 51% of his body is dirty, the rest is clean. But his hair, all of his hair is clean. So if you measure it with the hair, he has roiv of his body, not dirty. We'll start the other way around, it's easier. Roiv of his hair is dirty. But all of the hair is a small amount. All of his body is clean. You go, how do you measure it? So the Rambam says, you put everything together, you have to have roiv if the body and the hair. Now you put everything together in a cheshbon. If most of the area, if body plus hair is dirty, it's roiv ha-makbid, it's dirty ha-isa. If roiv in that area is not dirty, it's not choytzetz, it's not. And the Geoinim state, no. You measure the hair on the own. If you have chatzit, if the roiv of the hair is not good, chatzitza. If the roiv of the body is not good, chatzitza. I want to be the Rambam Mitzayim. And he said, this is what Rashi meant here. When Rashi spoke about Se'ar, Rashi explained, you could down in the Se'ar alone. And it's bederech klal, because Rav of the goof dirty, wie trefft sich das, ja? I mean, Rav is goof. So Rashi says, Rav of the Se'ar, it's very posh, he has a couple knots on his ear. Everything already is a problem. This is Rashi, but Rav is in the Rambam inside. The Rambam in Perek Rav Alochet, is Perek Beis Alochet as well. Shtei Se'arim Se'i Oysa Shikshurim. Aber Rav Aser, Koshu, הרי זה חציצה, כן הוי רואה גאוינים ויראה לי שסעורי של אולם כגוף הוא חושב ואין כגוף בפני עצמי שלא עם הרוי והשיער אלא אבל בשכל שערוי של כושר נימו נימו אם אין הם מקפיד עליו אוצו לטבילה אלא אם כן הצטרף לחויצץ אחר על גוף הוי ונמצא הכל רוי וגוף הוי כמו ישב יער ונמצא הכל כמו ישב יער זאת דרמם, you measure גוף פלוס שיער. You don't measure Se'ar alone. You don't measure the Se'ar alone. You measure the goof plus the Se'ar. So we have to say this to Kemachleikas. So the Biskirov, the Rambam is right. The Rambam is right. There's no reason. If it's a chiddush is that Se'ar also has to go to the mikveh. Now as a halacha, if you have a chatzitza, it's not good. And you have to have roiv, so you measure the se'ar to the goof. If the se'ar and the goof is measured together, if the se'ar and the goof is measured together, say no chanan. If the se'ar and the goof is measured together, if the se'ar and the goof is measured together, say no chanan. But to measure the se'ar alone and the goof alone, mechates. Zog the Buskerov, how you can be yashiv the geoini? Manushach. If the se'ar is a different part of the body, so don't take it to the mikveh. Why do you have to take the se'ar to the mikveh? What's the chelik from the body? So mechateis it to measure it separately. What? What is the different measurement? Also you need a roif for the goof. What is it? If Rashi said it's a different measurement. No, come on. We start. This was the first sheet. Rashi, now we're going. The Goyim learn everything needs a roif. Se'ar needs a roif, and goof needs a roif. Because the chiddush is that you measure every one of them separately. You don't put them in one cheshbon. If you have roif se'ar, you're ready not yoitze. If you have roif goof, you're ready not yoitze. And the Rambam says you put goof and se'ar together. You have to have roif both of them together. Then you're not also a tvila. It means two shittas. Shittas Rashi, we finish with shittas Rashi. We're going now with shittas the Geoinim and the Rambam. The Geoinim say roif goof or roif se'ar. Who said that? Rashi, this was one pshat. Taisa says mishtaze. Everyone said mishtaze. Well, this was the duke that we said Rashi learns. And the Gemara is going and se'ar. This was the first pshat we said, but that's Rashi. Then we say, this is one pshat. Rashi learned that the Gemara is only saying it on se'ar. Taisa says, klo, not like that. The Gemara is not saying it on se'ar. The Rambam, Geoinim say, anumahala. Se'ar alein and guf alein. You don't measure them together. If you have roif se'ar, you're ready not yoytze mikveh. If you have roif guf, you're ready not yoytze mikveh. Zog de briskerov, the pshat is azeh. When a person has, all of his body is covered. Why you lay also like tefillah? Because he never went into the water. Roiv, we pass in roiv, it's also didn't go into the water. If it's mute, somebody says, no, he's in the water, just he's dirty. So if it's kulay dirty, so he never went into the water. When roiv, the halacha of Moshe Messina says, roiv, he also never went into the water. If it's miktsas, so we say, he went into the water. The melet is bottom. So the Biskerov, you're right. Everything needs to go to the mikveh. But the goof, if se'ar, ruboy is covered, so the se'ar never went to the mikveh. When the goof went to the mikveh, will not help the se'ar to be considered the se'ar went to the mikveh. The se'ar and goof is one person. But, while it's two different chalokim, says, you're right, if it's a halacha of roiv, you're asking if my says no roiv. I need the se'ar to be in the water and the person to be in the water. When roiv is, it never went into the water. When the person went into the water, will not give a shame to the se'ar that the se'ar went into the water. What? Right, the Rambam learned it's one body completely. But the Geoinim that learned you measure it separately, the Geoinim that said that you measure it separately, the Geoinim meant that one doesn't help for the other. And this is like the Biskerov. דהיינו בעצם עבדת both them apart of the body of the person, but if you're asking if זה הלוך סתם רויב, you wait, it's one person. You say this when it's רויב, it never went into the water. When it's mute, it went into the water. When רויב שיער is covered, the שיער didn't go into the water. So the שיער was never in. He says, "Aloch, there's a pasuk. S, your body has to go in, and your sear has to go in. Val roiv a sear is not as a chatzitze. The sear never went in. What the goof goes in will not give the sear a shame that the sear went in." The Sfasemes, I mean, the Sfasemes asks a shayla. I never chaffed it. Maybe I have a mistake. I tried really for years to understand. The Sfasemes says that he wants to clear the same shayla backwards. This is like the Sfasemes. We know that the Goyim are big machmiri. If a person has chatzitza in the se'ar, if the Rambam, you measure the whole body together. It's kimat lo imotsu. But if the Goyim, if a person has all of his hair tied together, it's already a chatzitza. If the Goyim, if he has roi vaguf, so this for Sam is what be like fakir le kule. Roiva se'ar is not. Roiva guf is not. But together it's roiv. Roiva se'ar doesn't have a chatzitza. Roiva guf doesn't have a chatzitza. If you mix it together, then 51% of the whole person is covered. So here fakir lefi the Rambam, it's not good. Lefi the Goyim, it will be good or it will not be good. Maybe it's still in the skill. This is the subject of the Sfasemes. Again, this is why I want help. He says like this. Maybe I'll remind you the Shaila. Sfasemes is two lines. Maybe he only meant Belondes. I don't know. I want to ask me his suffer. Pashtas, the Rambam said you measure the whole person together. And they said you measure every piece separately. So then, before you measure every piece. Oh well, so the Sfasemes, I'm clear. What do we fakir? The Rambam said if the whole total of the person is no roiv, also a tefillah. They say, if here is no roiv, it's not good. If here is no roiv, it's not good. This is what the Goyim said. Clever is the Sfasemes. We'll say it lekula backwards. Here is no roiv. Here is no roiv, but the total has a roiv. So if the Rambam for sure it's not good, if the Goyim, maybe it's good. Oy dilme. No, avada the Goyim amoyde that you look at the whole person also. Like the Skirov explained that the person can, the goof can't help the se'al. The se'al can't help the goof. Of a luyutsu, the total of the person has a chatzitza, it's a problem. This is the suffix of the Sfasemes. If you say the Goyim lekule, or you don't say the Goyim lekule. Just, I never chapped how could be a zametzis. That is no roiv se'al, and it's no roiv goof, but in the total, most of the person is covered. I don't know if the metzias is a shayf. If it's two halves and every half is no roiv, and together is more from 51% of the whole zach. What? I don't know. I'm. It's kedai to see inside. He has a lot of interesting nafkaminas. Now, let me get invited. The Welt stellt a kasha. The Welt is saying b'shem Reb Chaim. It's ready. The Gemara says the Maskone, Roiv HaMakbid is the Iraise. Roiv She'eli Makbid is the Rabbono. Roiv HaMakbid is the Iraise. You go into the mikveh, you're not Yaitse. If you're not Makbid, you don't mind to be dirty. So with the Rabbono, lo yosu letvila. Frek the Welt. So now if with the Rabbono, lo yosu letvila, even the Rabbana lo yosu leitvila. So this person now is makbid or is not makbid? Is makbid or is not makbid this person? Mida Rabbana lo yosu leitvila. If mida Rabbana lo yosu leitvila, so now mida Rabbana, he doesn't want it to be there. Right? If he doesn't want it to be there mida Rabbana, so now it's again mida Raisa not good. So how you have roiv she'ein and makbid and it's only with the Rabbanon? No. If you have roiv and makbid, it's doing rice and not good. So now Rabbanon said, if you're not makbid, it's not good. So you're makbid now because you don't want it. Because you're not also a tefillah. You're going to the mikveh now. You went into the mikveh. They tell you if you're makbir, you're not yoytze. Oh, say that. But if you're not makbir, you're yoytze. Chazal told me I'm not yoytze. So I need to take it off if I want to go to the mikveh. So I'm actually now I'm makbir. What am I? I'm makbir. So la halacha lemaisa. A person goes into the mikveh, he comes out, oh, I have roiv. So no, I'm not makbir. We're not makbir. You're not yoytze with the rabbanon. So lemaisa, you have to take it off. Now with the rabbanon, you're not also like tefillah. So you're very upset that you're not yoytze with the rabbanon, right? First, the Lomb should tell us. So, Anders Ogan Eine Chenami, and this is the reason the Rambam never bought the Anders Aloche, Evroiv Shein Amak with the Rabbanon, because it doesn't exist. After the Rabbanon became Dei Reis. This is what Rabbi Chonon says. Why the Rambam never bought the Anders Aloche? Because behind the mice is not Megia. Elisha, you have to say better. Zogt Reb Chaim, and how much you mak with? If 5% goes off, right, it's already Mirshay in a Makbid. Right? You only Makbid on 5%. After 5%, it'll be Mirshay in a Makbid. So you don't have Roiv a Makbid, you only Makbid on Mute. You cover 51%. If 2% will go off, you'll be happy. So you're upset on 2%. So it's only Mute Makbid, it's not Reva Makbid. It's a glad attendance. What? Let me show you what about 2%. Negidav Zog Nosalev. I think it's a Poshna Cheshman. What? No. A person is dirty, he hates all of his dirt. Yeah, so in that case, it's Mirza Makbid. What's fake? In a case that he has something mamish dirty on him, and every piece he wants it to go, this is Reva Makbid. No, so the Rabbanon is not good because it's Mirza Makbid. But it's not, what we ask is, every Reva Shein Makbid is Reva Makbid. It's not Reva Makbid. It's Mirza Makbid to the Reva. Man, the Rabbanon is not Reva. It's...
So
the only thing is, isn't it me? Rebel Chonon and Kvevet Zoharis wants to say what you wanted to answer. That Makbid, because the Alochis, is not called a Makbid. Only if he's real Makbid. He brings a Rai from Matesis Arosh. Matesis Arosh. I think it's in Kvevet Zoharis, in Yevon Mesim and Dalet, and the Yisof is there. Matesis Arosh says the Alochis is that Torah Adumo, Asher Ola Ole Oil, is possible. Loy Ole Ole Oil, is kosher. Zog the Gemara, Ola Ole Zohar. A Zohar was oil to Machbiya de Behema. Now, the Gemara says like this, Ola Ole Oil is Pasul, Lo Ole Oil is Kosher. Only if Ola Ole Oil, when it's Nichale. If he doesn't want it to happen, it's not called Ola Ole Oil. Ola Ole Oil has to be when he doesn't want it. When he wants it. If he doesn't want it, it's not called Ola Ole Oil. Zog the Gemara, Ola Ole Zohar, Moses says Nichale. Why it's Michale? Because like this, you will have lotus. Frag the Teis HaRosh, but it's not Michale, because now the Por HaDuma is possible. Because he's happy that the Por HaDuma has babies, so maybe it's called Michale. Frag the Teis HaRosh, it's not called Michale. He doesn't want it. The Teretz says, Abeluya Tzuya would not be a din of Por HaDuma, he would not be Makpit. This is not called, that is Loi Michale. So the same thing you want to say here. Nichale, but because Rabbonon say that it can't be there, it's not called Makbid. That's what Rebbe Chonon and all the Achroni want to say. Even though it's a Gishmak Eteretz, L'chur it's not a Emes Eteretz. In Rashi Bayos state Andosh. Look in Rashi. Ein Makbid Olov, Havali Kegufei, Hoil Ve'en Soifoi Litloi, Ve'boti Legabei Ve'lechaitz. Rashi doesn't say it's a Aloch Azah, that if he's not Makbid, it's not a problem. Rashi says the Balabatish is Svore. Shekevon she'enu makpid, shekevon she'u makpid, soifoy likloy. Lemay said this person is soifoy likloy because Rabbonon. It's not alone this makpid. Chazal said, roi v'makpid is a chatzitze. Because when you makpid, soifoy likloy. Person wants to be toivel. Lemay said he will take it off or not. I'm asking you, soifer litloy or loy? Soifer litloy. Lemay says soifer litloy. Rashi learns that the vote of Makbid is soifer litloy or ain't soifer litloy. If it's soifer litloy, it's not good. It's English. The place can speak about laloch or lemay, so a person has something that is mamish Makbid. But lemay said the doctor says if he takes it off, he will die. So Chuvas HaRashbo, the shade made epison is here. Chuvas HaRashbo, he got up and he found the psatayas from the shading, and if you open it, you die. And his mamish makbid, he doesn't want that knot. He's makbid. He's embarrassed to walk with him in the street. But the mamish is planning to leave it because it's dangerous. So it's totally this Rashi. If it's a halacha, makbid is not a part of my body, it's not. So it's a I want to explain the tuts dodi. But after Rashi, makbid is not me. Not makbid is me. Not because I'm planning to take it off or not. I'm not a makbid, that's a bottle sach. Makbid is shit. It's al chok, I'm makbid. So then you're telling me a londis. Has to be makbid bechefze, not makbid because of the rabbonon. I can hear your shtickle tail. But Rashi is not to say. Makbid is Rashi balabatish. While I'm makbid, soon it will going to remove. If it will be removed, so it's not a part of my body. So it doesn't make a difference why I'm makbid. And forget also the cooler. If anyway I'm planning to leave it there, could be its butter. So I'm saying, without the Rashi, you could say taka what you're trying to say in the Hanami. Without the Rashi. Without the Rashi, maybe you could say what you're trying to say, that if Makbid Rabbonon is not called a Makbid, it has to be a Makbid Raisa. But Rashi here, I'm saying, it's Mashmah that the Makbid is not, and I'm asking the Lutz Dodim. Pasha the Pshat Makbid means, it's a Bazook, the Makbid, it's not a part of me. Not Makbid, it is a part of me. Rashi says more from that. Hoilve in Soifoy Linkloy, the Mailifoy in the Makbid is, but I'm going to take it off. Then, man, if a person is going to take it off, even because Chazal told him that he's not yoytzer the mikveh, it's also not good. So mach mishtoetz. Doesn't make a difference why he's going to take it off. It's also not good. It's not enough kemina. Lo mehendik in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, mechitzin hoda amor. Hay michel Rab Yude, that you need makor from chitz. El Rab Meir, that we learned from Kapoyre, Esmaike, Lemeimar. Ki osa ilchase legut, velovut, vedeifen akumu. So Rashi, I nichel Rabbi Yudah leNafke leMikro Yitzchak Hilchase leGood. It's interesting, Rashi. If we have to be master, what is good? Lovut veDeifen Akuma. She gelomt four blat in Masech Tesuke. Five. So Rashi leGood leEichad Yitzchak leMigdad. Oy Good Achis, Oy Good Asi. Kegoyim Achsadro beBiko deAmrin lebo Pitiko Yoyret. I would say good. Mechitzas Asoro. You have to get to the Tzchach. The normal case of good asik. Good. What is good? Ask someone. Explain to me what is good asik. Why? No one is a kasha. It's called good asik. Shaitin Rashi. The pitikros and the family for good asik. Teres al teres. We're not always singing the sugi now. The teres, like we said, Rashi learns. If it's not mechitzas and mikores, good asik anyway doesn't help. And more from ten, you don't have to come to good asik. There's no din. Mechitzas, magias leschach.
Rashi is not
trying to do that. So Rashi cannot say the normal case. Rashi says, I don't know where's the good asik, you know, I don't know where's the case of the good asik. Maybe good velovut, maybe good velovut. I'm only have to come to it. Good velovut. But if the normal case of sukkah, a mechitzas asoro, mishne, mishal shes tzfanes milamado lemato, milamado lemato, has to come to a good asik, mizok let, good asik. Rashi doesn't say the glat. I'm saying, mitzvah sheini, midav gedenken, Rashi says, epes good asik. Mashma, Ran said, lo yashkichon good asik besuke. Only b'shabes. Rashi says, the Ran said, lo yashkichon. We have to know. Aber avade is, I think, the ikar diuk avade do is in Rashi, that if a krochen a good asik, this one is left from good asik. But if we say there's no din mechitzas magias l'schach, so I'm saying, could be a chetimtzer, b'shmul fard a chetimtzer, aber it's not, Rashi wants to bring a gemore. The normal gemore is that you test, pitiko, this is a case of good asik. This is a normal case of good asik. ולא בפוחס מגיעים התפוחים, ודויפן הקומו, פוחס מדעדם, אז להמרין את דויפן הקומו. Let's Hashem tomorrow, we'll start. Sorry.